Earlier this year, the United Congregational Church in Bridgeport was purchased by an Islamic community center. WSHU's Anthony Moten recently visited the center to see how they've adjusted to the new space.
It's been like 25 years of my life.
In the basement of the Bridgeport Islamic Community Center, several senior citizens from the Watermark in Bridgeport are having lunch with members of the center, talking while sharing hummus and falafel. The senior citizens were invited to visit the center and have just seen their first Jumu'ah service, which are the weekly Friday prayers, spoken first in Arabic and then in English. The imam, Muhammad Abdelati, is explaining the message of his sermon, mercy.
Mercy, not just for all mankind, mercy for all of the living beings.
The Islamic Community Center purchased the United Congregational Church in May of this year. Since then, the building has gone through many changes. There are racks to place your shoes before you enter the sanctuary. The pews are all gone, but there are some benches left in the back, which the senior citizens were able to sit on. The pulpit and altar are gone, leaving an empty space in the front of the room. But on the left side of the room, there is a minbar, where the imam delivers the Friday sermon, and the mihrab, which is the niche in the wall pointing to Mecca. The carpet has been replaced with specialized prayer rug patterns, designed with niches pointing towards Mecca.
The only thing that's still here from the congregational church is in the niches, looking from the balcony down, and the chandeliers are the same.
Barbara Bodine was a former member of the United Congregational Church and went with the group to not only visit her first Jumu'ah service, but to see how much the building has changed since she left.
It's a totally, totally different configuration of everything.
Imam Muhammad Abdelati is happy to have visitors to the center and challenge stereotypes people may have about Islam.
Idea about Islam from the people are terrorists, the terrorism. But when you open your door and the people will see your reality, so I cannot see any kind of terrorists, you know. So the people coming and praying and enjoying and go home. This is just the fact.
Abdelati says that they have been received very well by the community and are taking more steps to attract more Muslims and non-Muslims to the center.
And it's not a place to worship God. It's a center. It's a community gathering. It's a lot of different activities. It has classes. It has offices. It has social room. There is activities for youth, for children, for the adult. So it's a little bit different from the past. That's why it takes time.
Abdelati wants to continue to invite groups like the senior citizens to the center. Many of them say they will visit again. Anthony Moten, WSHU News.